This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Tax and Spend.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Maybe people are spending those tax rebate checks after all. Retail sales were much better than expected in May, according to the government this morning. Sales increased a full percent. That's the biggest jump since November. Analysts were only expecting a 0.5% increase. Wall Street likes it when people buy things. Shares are up more than 1% so far on Wall Street. The Dow has gained 138 points already to 12,222. The NASDAQ has put on 37. And the S&P 500 is up 13. In Europe, 0.5% gain so far. The markets in Asia fell about 2% for the day. Here's something else that has Wall Street abuzz. A Belgian beer company has made an offer to buy Anheuser-Busch, the home of Budweiser. This bid is gigantic, $65 a share. If the deal goes through, it would be the third largest foreign takeover of a U.S. company ever. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard has more.
InBev, which makes Stella Artois, is offering $46.9 billion for Anheuser-Busch in cash. InBev borrowed the money. In spite of the credit crunch, banks are still willing to lend for the right deal. Anheuser-Busch says it'll consider the offer, but analysts expect the company to reject it. It's likely to get a pretty hostile reception in the brewer's home state of Missouri. Understandably so, says Scott Muller of the Cass Business School. Most takeover deals involve big job losses.
The average deal has something on the order of 10 to 15% of the employees of the target company being fired. If you take those numbers, that would be huge, certainly back in St. Louis as well as other places in the United States where Anheuser-Busch has its operations.
InBev has tried to ease those fears. It says if the takeover goes ahead, it will keep the headquarters in St. Louis and that it has no plans to close down any American breweries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
News of this beer deal even gave the dollar a lift today. So oil prices are falling. They're at about $133 a barrel. U.S. carmakers are scrambling to adapt to the new reality of energy prices. Here's Ford's latest idea, according to the Wall Street Journal. Switch some assembly lines from trucks and SUVs to cars. Sounds like a no-duh kind of thing, but it's really not. Here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
It won't be easy for Ford to revamp their assembly lines. George Magliano directs North American Automotive Industry Research for Global Insight.
You don't press a button in an auto assembly plant and all of a sudden start switching from trucks to cars.
He says not only will Ford have to develop new models to be built in the repurposed plants, there's the physical overhaul of assembly lines too, all of which could take many months. Magliano says the changeover will affect jobs and work rules.
But the bottom line on this, where I would see the union going along with it, if they can't switch the product and they can't sell the existing product, well, these plants and jobs are going to go away.
He says Ford is taking a dramatic step, but given the cost of oil, it's the right one. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement. And by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said this week, the economy's probably not headed for a severe downturn. And inflation is the Fed's number one concern. When I say inflation, I don't mean gas and food prices alone. Inflation is an overall increase in prices, when a dollar doesn't buy as much anymore. With that in mind, time to visit with our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Everybody's worried about inflation coming, Chris, except you. Why?
Well, what is happening to people's budgets right now? $4 a gallon gasoline. Higher food costs. You take those things out of retail sales, guess what? retail sales are weak. People are spending less. They don't have the money. The money they have is being absorbed by higher food and energy costs. You're not going to get a surge in inflation in the kind of weak economy that we have right now.
So then why is the Fed talking about the dollar and President Bush talking about the dollar and inflation?
Well, what they're doing actually is one of the reasons why I'm very optimistic about inflation. There is a concern. And so what the Fed is doing is it's talking a tough game. Maybe it raises its rates. Maybe it doesn't. But tell me that inflation is going to take off when central bankers around the world are united in their concern about inflation. It's almost a self-defeating forecast. They're worried about it. They're going to act against it. Therefore, we're not going to get it.
Chris, you also mentioned to me about the bond market and that you can watch that to look for signs of inflation or how investors are treating inflation. What is that telling us right now?
What inflation? One way of measuring the market's anticipation of inflation rate is to take a look at the 10-year Treasury yield, and then you look at the yield on Treasury inflation-protected securities. And the difference between those two is what the market is anticipating the inflation rate will be over 10 years. Market's anticipating 6%? No. 5%? No. Turns out market's anticipating 2.4%. That's essentially the rate the market's been anticipating for about the past 3 years. And investors are saying, yeah, we might have a little bit of higher prices right now, but the Fed is acting and inflation is just simply not a big deal.
Well, Chris, you made a very good argument. Although when you go to the gas station and the grocery store, it doesn't make you feel any better.
No, it doesn't. It makes you feel a lot poorer.
All right, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Some small piece of good news about gas prices. The Energy Department says they will probably top out this summer at $4.15 a gallon. But gas will stay above $4 for most of the year. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.